This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Election Day is just a week away, and Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are going for every vote they can get. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Kamala Harris will give her campaign's closing argument tonight on the spot where Donald Trump rallied supporters before the Capitol riot nearly 4 years ago.
We fight like hell.
Trump was at the Ellipse just outside the White House, refusing to say he'd lost his re-election bid, and not long after. Tonight, Harris will speak from the Ellipse to offer what her campaign says is a hopeful, optimistic message, in sharp contrast to Trump's.
Donald Trump spends full time trying to have Americans point their finger at each other. Fans the fuel of hate and division.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, is reacting to that comedian at a Trump rally in New York calling Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Vance was asked about it during a campaign event in Racine, Wisconsin.
I haven't seen it. I'm not going to comment on the specifics of the joke, but I think that we have to stop getting so offended at every little thing in the United States of America. I'm so over it.
J.D. Vance. Steve Bannon just got out of prison this morning, and he's holding a news conference today. He's the Trump ally who served 4 months behind bars for defying a subpoena in the congressional investigation into the U.S. Capitol attack on January 6, 2021. Ukraine's President Zelensky is warning that the war with Russia is now going beyond the borders of those two countries, since thousands of North Korean soldiers are expected to reinforce Russian troops on the front line in Ukraine. In sports,
the Dodgers are one game away from winning the 2024 World Series. They assumed a commanding 3-0 lead by topping the Yankees 4-2.
Bruce Morton reporting. This is AP News. Now to why thousands of readers are said to be canceling their subscriptions to The Washington Post.
According to a report by NPR, more than 200,000 people have canceled subscriptions to The Washington Post since the newspaper announced its decision last week not to endorse a candidate for president. The reported loss of subscriptions of that magnitude would be a blow to a news outlet that is already facing financial headwinds. The timing of the non-endorsement led critics to question whether Post owner and Amazon founder Jeff Bezos had been concerned about whether Republican Donald Trump might retaliate over a Kamala Harris endorsement if he were elected president. Some journalists urged readers not to express their anger by canceling subscriptions for fear it could cost reporters or editors their jobs. I'm Norman Hall.
In Norway, 4 people were injured when a tram plowed into a computer shop in downtown Oslo. Why isn't clear yet. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.